Proclamation number 5768 of 13th of September, 1953. Occasion and meaning of the work of redemption. You should recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, and then you will also confess Him before the world. But in order to be able to recognize Him, you first have to know about your great guilt from which Jesus Christ redeemed you. Otherwise, His suffering and death on the cross is incomprehensible to you, and Jesus is nothing more to you than a human being who lived a good and sinless life on earth and had to give His life for His ideas. Only rarely does a human being seriously think about the meaning and purpose of his earthly existence, and he has no knowledge of the fact that his existence as a human being is the consequence of the great sin of the rebellion of originally created spirits against God, which once separated themselves from Him in arrogance and lust for power. It was an immense guilt that the spirits had burdened themselves with. A debt that could not be repaid eternally if the individual were to pay it off, as God's justice requires. Throughout unthinkable times, the being indeed atoned for part of its guilt in a bound state, yet God's mercy and love gives it the freedom again to give it the opportunity once more to confess Him, so that it can fulfill its original purpose again. Yet this removal of guilt is never enough, for its magnitude is immeasurable, and a being burdened by guilt would never be able to freely ascend to God. The guilt would always stand between God and the being. Thus the aim God once set for His created being could never be reached. This original guilt was therefore a shackle for the being which it could never have loosened itself. Consequently, it either had to be redeemed with God's help or remain eternally banished from the face of God. It would never be able to find the union with God which signifies beatitude for the being. This hopeless state of the fallen spiritual being was also seen by the luminous spiritual world, and the love of all beings remaining with God followed the fallen brothers into the abyss. But a being from the kingdom of light offered itself to God for a mission to save the beings in the abyss. It wanted to descend to them and make atonement for the sinfulness of the unhappy creatures in their place. It wanted to sacrifice itself. It wanted to pay with its life what the beings owed to God. This being of light offered itself to God as a sacrifice and descended to earth in order to take on a human form and in this form to walk a sacrificial path as only love could walk. And the man Jesus took the burden of sin of all humanity upon his shoulders and thus walked the path to the cross. And God accepted the sacrifice because love brought it. 9/13, 1953, He allowed a human being to endure the greatest torments, that He suffered the death of a criminal on the cross and that His soul struggled with all the powers of darkness. For He saw the love of this person Jesus also. He is the eternal love Himself was in the man Jesus. And this love wanted to take away humanity's guilt of sin. For through the love which the man Jesus brought to development in Himself, He knew about the appalling fate of all people, and thus the man Jesus offered the sacrifice to God which caused the knowing soul of light to descend to earth. The human being had gained the same knowledge on earth through love, and only his free will was decisive. A human being sacrificed himself for his fellow human beings, and the love dwelling in him, God Himself, did not resist him but was satisfied with this sacrifice of atonement and absolved the whole of humanity from the guilt of sin for the sake of this man Jesus. The fact that you humans live on Earth is a consequence of your past sin of rebellion against God. However, your existence as a human being is a temporary state which should also be recognizable to you as a defective state, for you are weak creatures subject to natural law which certainly want to act freely but cannot do so without restrictions. You are therefore, as it were, bound, and this powerless, unfree state does not end with your physical death if you are not redeemed. And Jesus Christ accomplished this act of salvation for you, yet it is always up to you whether you want to accept his act of mercy and grace. And therefore it is up to every person's own will whether he will leave this earth redeemed in order to live a truly free life in strength and light, or whether he will take the shackle with him into the spiritual kingdom in order to spend eternities in wretchedness if he does not then make use of the help of the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. You humans cannot and should not pass Jesus Christ by, and therefore the reason for and the significance of the act of salvation should also be made understandable to you, so that you will not be and remain ignorant, so that you can freely decide before it is too late. Amen.